This is a HeadGum Podcast.
So, I think if we all have as complete as possible an understanding of all the details and the context of this, I think we can absolutely come to an arrangement on this. It's Disenchanted. It's Disney Plus.
Disney Plus original exclusive.
Simultaneous, yeah. Or we're streaming exclusive?
The only way to see it in theaters is if you bring a streaming device into the theaters and then pull it up. There.
Okay,
Griffin. So Griffin.
That's the route. Yeah. Yeah.
Griffin. And since you're working for Disney, I guess you could say that Bob Chapek is signing your Bob paycheck.
And now don't say that, like, if that's something that would be an issue for you to say.
If he's going
to
be pissed.
My impression from your behavior for the last few weeks is that the entire promo load is on your shoulders.
That correct. Somehow you were told either contractually or otherwise that
it's all that you.
The full marketing budget was just your elbow grease.
Yeah, I mean, because this is not the part of the job I like, right? At the end of the day, I'm a storyteller.
It's not
sitting around the tire.
Could've fooled me.
Right? The part I love is embodying these characters, right? Walking a mile in their shoes, or you know, in the case of a chipmunk bear, chipmunk feet.
Chipmunk, not a squirrel, right?
Chipmunk, not a squirrel,
okay,
yeah.
People are saying squirrel.
I guess that's
what the promo is.
That's
useful
I think that
for.
Was the thing. So I said to Disney, I have a strong no promo clause.
What's the name? Nutso? Nutso the chipmunk or
Pip the chipmunk.
Right. Pip. I knew it was Pip or Nutso.
Pipmunk.
Yeah. And then Bob himself, beautiful Bob Chapek, called me up about 2 months ago and he says, Griffin, there's a lot of confusion beautiful out Bob. There in the marketplace about whether Pip is a chipmunk or a squirrel, if his name is Nutso or Pip. We're really going to pivot this whole promo campaign and we really want to put Amy on the bench, Maya, Dempsey, let's let them take a timeout and we want you just work in the podcast scene. And that's really
now at what point you have Pip had a brother in the movie named Drail and it was Pip and Drail, the two chipmunk brothers?
Has he been
fully excised or I don't want to
do too much movie like conversation just because like
sure.
So we're you can feel it, we're behind the paywall right now.
Of course. No, this is open game. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a small, intimate group that are paying attention to this, and anything we have to share about this project, they already know. They've heard it from you.
Of course.
Absolutely, like a horrifying number of times.
Yeah, too many times. But the other podcasts I'm doing, those are like Today Show, Tonight Show appearances. This is like doing a New York Times
You
talk.
Did, you know, this you did is, the Today Show podcast?
No, I did Comedy Bang Bang, but no. I mean, that's sort of, I guess, the Today Show of podcasts.
Comedy Bang Bang, in my mind, is actually the Yesterday Show.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, come on, yeah.
This is the Today Show.
This is actually a little more relevant. No, I just think this is a little more highbrow. I know you guys have a very educated audience, and I feel like we can sit back, we can loosen.
Right, that's part of the problem.
We've got some smarties. It's true. They find us. You know, you create the audience you crave, and
of course,
I think for whatever reason, the people that seem to be drawn to this are incredibly intelligent,
right?
Emotionally healthy people.
But that's the issue, right? Yeah. Like lifestyle wise, these are bohemians. These people are if they're streaming Disney Plus, it's at the cafe.
Yeah.
It's not our unpaywalled audience who
are control.
Very resource rich and very just like undirected in their energy and
they're
wealth
hoarders. They're wealth hoarders.
Yeah. Yes,
sure, right. Versus
generational wealth.
Yes,
and it's just like just spewing it everywhere. You just have to like point the hose in the right direction, and there it goes. But
you ever get up to take a leak after a night of passionate lovemaking, Griffin?
You've been
many
times.
All night. You've been blasting it.
And, hey, and knowing me, I've been getting it out a couple times too, but go on.
It's true, yeah. Griffin takes it out. So, you know, you wake up in the morning after that, and maybe you just sort of passed out after a round, you know, 29 or however many times you go, and 69 more like it, and you didn't necessarily clean everything up, and when you go to take a leak in the morning, it's just shooting everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's everywhere. It's hitting the stuff you in the chin. It's on the sink. It's in the shampoo bottle. You're going, this is out of control.
Yeah.
That's sort of the closest visual illustration I can give you to the energy that our unpaywalled audience has.
To how they spend money, too.
Yeah. The way their money goes is just hundreds over here and over there. And they'll just, you know, so what you got to do is you got to, ideally with this episode, we're going to clean them off a little bit,
hopefully,
and get them aimed at the bowl, which is your film.
Yes.
But financially, we're way past doing these things without like needing something in return.
It's quid pro quo. It's quid pro quo.
Right. Mm-hmm. Quid pro quo. Yeah.
It's quid pro quo because we've been kind of giving it away for free for a long time, and you end up feeling used because not a lot has come back our way.
Mm-mm.
I
how many times have you done the show?
How many times have I done the show? Are we counting both feeds?
I'd like to both in feeds? This case.
I believe two pros, two main feeds. This is five.
Yeah. And how many times has Hayes done Bank?
So you're calling the episode that you did with Sarah Finowitz, like just a full episode for you? You're not taking like a fraction of that one. That's a full episode.
I gotta be honest, I think that episode was more Griffin than anyone else.
I
don't remember being super involved in it.
Look, I make a lot of apologies for that episode. Peter really came to play and he had a lot of ideas and I just started stepping all over them. And it was my overeagerness. It had nothing to do with the fact that he didn't want to be there.
Okay.
I guess half credit on that. I did it with Sims twice, half on that. I think I've done once solo maybe. Or we did a George Lucas talk show. So this is my first time doing it solo.
With the GLs and then.
That's not accurate.
Yeah, you never did a solo bolo.
You've definitely done it solo before.
So then Kevin? Kevin,
look it up, ones.
Kevin. Huh?
Flagrant ones.
Yeah.
A little different.
Flagrant ones. So that's now it's a third. Now that's a third so, thing we're talking about. Yep.
Yeah. You got, you know, you mentioned all these different, you know, you got a lot going on.
Mm.
But obviously, you've limited some of your promotional opportunities for the last, over the last few weeks.
Mm hmm.
So we all have needs right now. You're unable to get the message out there the way you wanted to.
It's tough. Yeah.
Because your social media has been deleted by the world's richest man.
I've been silenced. Let's call it what it is. Comedy has been made illegal and I was one of the first felons locked up.
Yes. And I know privately you said you wanted to take advantage of headlines that we're reading at the time. Griffin impersonates Elon Musk on Twitter, account permanently suspended.
And you said,
and at the time you said, this isn't about me right now, but it's going to be in about 10 seconds.
It will be. Yeah. It will be. I jumped in there really quickly and I saw, I reaped the fruits of my labor when an hour later, Vulture's headline was a blank check co-host Griffin Newman has also been suspended from Twitter, but the photo was still of Kathy Griffin and they have not changed it and has remained Kathy Griffin since then on the tweets.
And it's going to stay that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this has got to be a little bit of deja vu after you held up a beheaded Trump, corpse.
What can I say?
Yes. My recollection is that the headlines were tepid.
People didn't love it. Yeah.
But they didn't hate it either, you know?
Yeah, it would have been nice if they hated it for you, just in terms of your...
Thing. I'll tell visibility. You, I mean, you guys are artists. You're the same way. At the end of the day, you want to provoke a reaction, right? It's better to have someone feel something, even negative, than nothing. And the most wounding part of that experience for me was when I posted the photo of me with the beheaded Trump in my hand, and Barron responded, "I feel nothing. Mm-hmm. I'm not traumatized at all. This doesn't upset me. My delicate sensibilities as an 18-year-old boy."
Mm-hmm. What I saw in Pace Magazine was it said, "This is a picture."
Yeah, and that, I mean, that was rough. And Barron wrote
that
article,
too. Which I thought, these guys don't want to commit to either side of the line here, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they amended it to say, we think this is a picture.
I know. And not only that, but they used Kathy Griffin's headshot for...
Yeah, of course, yeah.
...the article. That was the, yeah.
So let's talk about just kind of ethical distribution of... some of the resources we're accumulating here. Kevin, can you pull up the GoFundMe, for example?
Yeah, pull it up.
Let's get a look at the GoFundMe really fast.
Okay.
Okay, so this is...
I'm George Lucas, a Connor Ratliff
a Connor
story
Ratliff
finishing
story.
Funds.
Finishing funds.
Okay,
finishing funds.
For a documentary about a podcast, essentially.
You're maybe even being a little too generous in that it was a documentary about a show that would be performed once a month for 60 people at the UCB theater. Mm-hmm. And
which then grew into sort of a video streamed,
well,
available as a podcast. No,
sure. But the production on this documentary was completed before the pandemic.
Documentary will not involve any of the Zoom era.
There was a little bit of pickups. There was a little bit of let's do some talking heads and acknowledge what happened in between. I think they've maybe used some of the Zoom footage, but most of it is about a show that happened at the UCB Hell's Kitchen for a year or two.
I appreciate
this is the second
that.
Kickstarter, yes? This is Kickstarter number two for this?
Oh, well, sure. Yeah, no, these are just the finishing funds.
Finishing funds. Okay.
Got it. Okay. That
I wanted
makes
to
sense.
Make it clear. Cool, yeah, cool, didn't, cool, cool. didn't yes, yes, direct yes, yes, produce yes. This movie.
Right, but you are obviously the beneficiary.
Eye of the beholder, I'm certainly part of it. Whether or not I will benefit from being featured in this documentary is a real big question.
Okay, then tell them to shut down production. And
just
I don't think you
down.
Will. Then I don't think you will. And that's because you are the beneficiary.
I don't see you making the phone call. So I
mean, believe
it
says a Connor Ratliff story. I mean, he's the one who I think really has a lot to gain or lose from this. I'm sort of just kind
that.
Of collateral damage in the middle of this thing.
My feeling is this, Griffin.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I make a podcast.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah, you make
couldn't
several.
some portion of this money be used to make a documentary about me,
Kevin? Can you go through the financials?
Yeah, let's go. Let's see what they're attributing the funds towards.
They're all at the top, so I don't know why we're scrolling down necessarily. Yeah,
the
financials are already on the screen. They're at the top. They're at the very top. There you go.
Kickstarter.
Nope. Lower than that. Lower than that.
Kevin, don't read the URL. We know what site we're on.
Come on, Kevin.
Help us finish our documentary film.
Right under there and to
the
right.
The numbers.
It shows all the numbers. Yeah, the numbers. So not just the numbers.
US dollar sign, 26,063. Pledged of US dollar sign, 15,000 goal.
So the goal was 15,000. We're at 26,063 with how many days to go, Kevin?
12
more days.
12 days to go.
To go.
12 days.
We have a minimum $11,000 sort of slush fund here.
And so we're going to have piles of cash essentially moldering in this studio. They're going to have to be, they're going to have to run like hair dryers on them so they don't accumulate like too much moisture.
It's going to be a nightmare with the, you know, IRS as well because obviously you've requested a certain amount. You've got this other amount. It's created a big problem for you guys. And I think there's a rather elegant solution staring us in the face. Will you
go
down a little bit, Kevin?
Yep. No, go on.
So I believe, and keep going, what I've seen in terms of the costs that this will be attributed toward is that partially, here we go. We're in compliance with the law. We need to pay for legal consulting, purchasing insurance, I guess, for the file, marketing materials, submission fees to film festivals, festival travel.
They should just hire LegalZoom. I feel like LegalZoom could have handled all of this. Yeah.
Hiring a publicist.
Yeah.
So can we have that?
This movie needs a publicist, but the movie Disenchanted doesn't need one.
Right? You're functioning they got as you your doing publicist it? For Disenchanted. Yeah. I mean, you know, Bob Chapek didn't sign a big enough Bob paycheck for that. At this point, it's like, they're going to get a publicist? Like, well, shouldn't we have that? You got 11,000 extra bucks. How much is for that?
I gotta say,
you
want to
go splitsies on it? Go halvesies?
Well, I could use it. Yeah. Cause I mean, I booked
we
this.
Could use, you
Kevin.
Can use it.
I don't have
you
a publicist. Yeah.
You can use part of it. We can use part of it. It's all the same.
This Enchanted.
Shit.
You give some to this Enchanted. I mean, that's the other thing.
Right. Cause Chapek, beautiful Bob called me and said, we're going to put you front and center in the press campaign. By the way, you're happy to do this out of pocket. Right. And I've been sending the emails. I've been
it's
flying
tough to say
myself.
No, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right, and it's I could use. I didn't realize these guys were rolling in it.
Yeah, I was afraid of this. You know, there were two scenarios, neither one good. One is you were keeping it from me.
Mm.
Naughty,
no,
naughty.
Not the case. No.
The
not
second,
the case.
Possibly would more never. Villainous, is that Connor is keeping this from you, mm-hmm. along with Patrick.
Patrick's the one I'm sort of considering
Patrick
the
keeping
most.
It
Patrick
from both
scares
people.
Me.
Mm-hmm. Patrick's scary. I mean, his unbridled confidence. Mm-hmm. He's got that Billy McFarland energy where
he's a
so electric
animal.
In the room. You will follow him anywhere, but then you start to question. Wait a second, do these things line up? You know.
Well, you look at his post for this Kickstarter, it's no wonder they raised so much money with 12 days to go. I mean, he basically tells you right up top, Mo Rocca's in the fucking movie. I'm serious.
Mm-hmm.
Mo Rocca's in the damn flick.
And you know he's what Mo Rocca need, like on day one, what he needs?
Yeah.
Mo money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I will say this, you know, they've been keeping a lot of this from me. I think just out of plausible deniability, they didn't want me understanding the whole scam they were running here. I did, by chance, just happen to catch Mo Rocca's rider.
All my friends have a Mo Rocca.
Sorry.
Okay, you caught his rider.
Yeah, you caught,
his
rider.
I caught Mo Rocca's rocker. And that thing is wild. And I went, this is a documentary. This is just footage of you.
It's just like, wild. There's no
unpaid.
Well, it wasn't even that was just the first name too.
Yeah,
I mean,
no,
I'm sure you got a peek at Isaac Mizrahi's Isaac Mizrider.
Oh,
because it seems he has chimed in as well.
Yeah, no, I mean, when I say Mo Rocca's rider is wild, what I mean is it's one page. It's a full color drawing of the rainforest, and it just says whatever the fuck he wants. It's just wild animals in the rainforest. A jaguar's eyes lit between trees and says whatever Mo wants.
Wow.
Yeah. And Mizrahi's rider is written in blood.
Mm-hmm. It says ride or die.
Yeah.
And I don't know, what do I have to die? Like, I guess he has that right.
There is that carve out. He has that carve out in his contract that he is allowed to demand someone else's death if that would please him.
So
this is disturbing. And so that's who's got the money? Doesn't it feel like a zero sum game?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. No, truly everyone but me, it feels like, is cashing out big on this thing. And I frankly, you know, this Disney movie, I did it for love and for art and whatever. I was really thinking this documentary was going to be my lottery ticket, you know?
Yeah,
sure.
One for them, one for you, right?
Yeah, and this was the one for them. I was playing the game, and everyone's talking about all the docbusters these days. These movies becoming docbusters, you know, a term that Morgan Spurlock, of course, created. Yeah, and I thought this was going to be my Spurlock.
Well, we can talk about like other sort of facets of this. We got 11K sitting there with 12 days to go, so that's one bucket. So we put that over there.
Sure, sure.
There's also Kevin has a big video project that he's filming in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really, Kevin? Tell me about this.
So
sure.
Go
ahead, Hayes.
I just want to say we know about
Hayes
it right now.
With it.
Sure. Go ahead. Go ahead, Hayes.
All we know is that it's Kevin's big video project. We have not asked any questions about it as far as I know. Sean, have you? Kevin has been talking about this for a little while. I don't think we have asked a single question about
this
is.
I have not shown a speck of curiosity about this. It has been promoted to me via Kevin, texts which assume an amount of knowledge on my part which does not exist.
It's an update.
Yes.
That's what I say.
Updates about the big video project, which is only referred to that way. I have no other details, and I have made zero effort to obtain any.
And he's going to put the first part, so that's just some indication of how big it is.
Very big.
Part one.
It's two big video projects.
On YouTube, is that right?
YouTube for free.
So YouTube is the partner, is the distribution partner for the first part. And
anyone
then the
can get their
part,
beak red. Wet. Anyone can get a little taste of this big video
sure.
project.
It's going to be on Kevin Bartelt Vivo. And so
part two is
going to be on the Patreon feed, which Kevin also just announced was happening. Did not ask permission to do that, which I appreciate, by the way. I don't want to
I don't want to be in the position to have to say no to part two of the big video project.
I've been hanging out with Patrick a lot. I've been hanging out with Patrick a lot, and he says
bad influence.
Don't, he says, don't ask for forgiveness, not for permission.
Yeah. Patrick's all about hammering the stakes into the ground.
Yeah. Yeah. He's also all about using stakes to hammer other people to a cross. That's sort of his process as a producer, is making other people atone for his sins. Kevin, can I ask, is this part of a sort of larger pivot to video? Is this sort of a paradigm shift for you, or do you view this as a one-off project?
I
know it's a two-parter, but
we'll see. We'll see how it goes. If it blows, then I'll say it was a one-off, and it was always planned to be a one-off. If the people say this is one of the best damn videos I've ever seen in my life,
I smell.
Hey, baby, I got nothing but time.
It's actually the first chapter of a trilogy.
Yeah,
I always saw it as a trilogy. He'll say.
Yeah,
and this is
finally now I can reveal. Yeah,
Kevin saying that he has nothing but time is actually, I guess, a little bit of what we want to discuss here. Kevin is paid.
That's concerning for me.
Kevin is paid a full
time camera.
Lens cap is on.
Kevin is paid a full time salary.
Right.
He bought a nice new camera. I guess we're trying to figure out an incentive structure for him.
Sure.
If we reward this kind of self-directed energy and initiative that he's taking, with a bonus of some kind,
$11,000. I don't want to get, but
there's a lot of people involved, a lot of mouths to feed with this big video project, Griff.
Yeah, I will say I've noticed that Kevin is looking more resplendent than I've ever seen him.
Kevin
before.
Looks insanely hot. Yes,
no,
he's also covered in baubles and jewels.
It's distracting.
More than normal.
Yes. He's truly glowing. You guys are asking me, hey, can you throw me the $11,000? Where's the $11,000? Why don't we have a piece of that?
Well, I know where it is. It's in a pocket off the side. Mm-hmm. Yeah, while we discuss.
Sure. Yeah. Well, but Patrick's monitoring that bucket, and I wonder if there's a similar thing going on here with Kevin,
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly, he's got all this money for this big video project, and he's asking for more funding for the video project. And meanwhile, the haircuts are getting more frequent.
Well, I'm told that this latest request is just for the video project's finishing costs.
finishing
Kevin,
funds.
Kevin, would you mind breaking down what
what are the finishing
that money raised will go towards? What exactly? Because finishing funds, when I hear finishing funds, I think of like final mix on an edit, things like that, you know?
Yeah.
Color timing, things like that. Sometimes you see a Kickstarter advertising finishing funds for a movie that seems to be 100% complete, and then you read through the description, find out that instead it's for things like legal threes and hiring a publicist and festival application.
Publicist, festival, travel to festival. Yeah, I'm buying your plane tickets to go attend the festival that I guess you got into.
Things that no longer sound like finishing fees and more like self-promotional opportunities.
Yeah. Yes. I've seen this as well.
Yeah. Anyway, so Kevin, would you mind explaining what the finishing fees are for this video project?
Sure. But first,
don't say insurance. I know that was part of the Kickstarter we read. Don't say insurance because I know that's you paying yourself.
Ensuring you got fucking a 10 spot in your pocket. That's the only insurance I see.
That's right. Ensuring daddy can run his little
laundry
system. Yeah.
Yeah. Ensuring the rosé never stops flowing at the Casa della Bartlett.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Bartlett being, of course, the Spanish
pronunciation of Bartel. Yes.
Of course. Yes. Yeah, Bartlett.
I'd like to start with a little joke.
Sure.
Finishing is funds.
That is little.
It's tiny. Barely observable by the naked eye.
Sizes are all of it, though. Sizes... A good size is subjective. But we have a big pizza planned with all of the talent after the big...
So you're planning... Wait, I just want to make this very clear. You are planning a very big pizza.
Yeah, you didn't say planning a pizza party. The plan no. is to get... To get or to
we
make...
We need to acquire
you're
a huge
planning
pizza.
A pizza. Okay.
You're planning,
I'm planning
a pizza.
A huge pizza... For the crew and talent that's working on it. And I need a lot of money. Big pizza's expensive.
Yeah.
That's true.
So,
but it is, like, I do think for scale, it is actually responsible because, like, rather than getting a ton of little pizzas, like, each of those that costs is more expensive than, like a really big pizza at scale.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because the outside of the crust is the most expensive part.
That's right.
So if you make a lot of little pizzas, you have to keep on making that over and over again rather than making it once, but really, really big.
Whenever I see a little pizza, I just got to roll my eyes because I say, look, you give me a big pizza, I'll make 50 of those. You know, it's absurd. It's absurd.
It's offensive. It's insulting.
When I find a menu with like a personal pizza offering, I cross it out. I take it very personal.
Yeah.
Because they're implying that I wouldn't be able to craft a regular size adult pizza into a section small enough to enjoy in one sitting.
Some people say, I've heard this said, pizza in the morning.
Say it again, though. Yeah.
Pizza in the morning, pizza in the evening, pizza for supper time. When pizza's on a bagel, you can have pizza anytime. And I've always felt like, well, yeah, you need to have pizza every time if they're that fucking tiny. You're not going to get your itch scratched. If you're giving me tiny, microscopic bagel pizzas, I'll have them every fucking hour.
Yeah, keep
on
listing times. We basically go every minute of the day because the fucking pizza's so small.
Still,
but it's
sort
of inaccurate
to be like, not off, man.
You can have it any time, especially given like the cost per unit. It should say like when pizza's 50 feet in diameter, you can have pizza anytime.
Right.
Like that's accurate.
Because I think they're only maybe 8 per box, and then it says like serving size half a box. And so it's like, are you telling me to have one an hour? Or are you telling me to have
By the way,
one
am I supposed
box,
to eat the box as well? That's the only thing
honestly,
that's going to get me full.
That's the thing. If you don't eat the box, my friend, you're going to have a lot of free space in that tummy.
Serving size is half a box.
Kevin, how many people, who's involved in this project? Just so we know like how big a pizza is being planned here.
What kind of talent do we have attached?
Four.
People? I said, what people are involved in this project? And
we want names.
Your response is four people.
We want fucking
people.
Unless they're the Fantastic Four, that's not a satisfying answer.
My friends, Harry and Sarah, Darius is going to make his debut. My friend Christian.
Harry and Sarah, I've never.
Mm-hmm. Oh, just you wait, sweetie. They're going to change this damn town.
Okay. In what capacity are they working on the project?
Yeah, what's their role?
I don't want to spoil things. They're kind of the stars.
So they're on the camera.
Okay.
They're on their camera. Talent. Mm-hmm. Their talent.
Who's below the line on this thing?
Mm-hmm. We don't really have a below the line. Everyone's kind of above the line. I guess I'm below the line.
So you don't have a line. What you actually don't have is a line.
There is no line.
Line? There's going to be a lot of that.
Is this one of these like fucking like Joe Swanberg movies where at the end the directed by credit is 18 people because he's
this
like
is, Kevin's been calling it
as a director.
Kevin's been calling it a Joe Duckburg movie.
I'm trying to get Ben to actually help me with it. Blank Check producer Ben. I texted him yesterday.
Oh, producer Ben. He is a producer. Yeah.
I thought you were saying Ben Schwartz because Hayes brought up Duckburg, mm-hmm. and I know that he's mm-hmm. involved
That's
with
true.
DuckTales. Mm-hmm. He actually grew up on that. And so I was thinking, oh, okay, maybe he's got some other DuckTales people coming in for this Joe Duckburg production.
Also, if you could get Schwartz attached, this thing is going to have a lot of heat around town.
Ooh, it's
one
you know?
Tweet. Mm-hmm. You I'm think Griffin would be here if he could get like just like a portion of a tweet from Ben Schwartz saying that he saw this movie and it was so fucking funny?
I'm not even allowed to tweet my own shit anymore. I can't tweet myself. I would kill for
you
a Schwartz
would,
tweet.
You'd die for that. Couldn't get tagged
and
anymore. But
no, couldn't get tagged. Yeah. Tag a dead account. No link.
The irony is that, you know, his handle's rejected jokes, but it's more like accepted films. Because if you want to get into a festival,
I mean,
one tweet from that account is basically it's going to be like con.
It's also the thing about the
South
Schwartz
by.
Man, the thing about Schwartz is he really is the
Telluride
of our time in many ways, and he's so selective about the work he does and when he chooses to speak publicly. He's so private that anything he says or does carries so much weight because you're like, wow, he really has to feel strongly about this if he got off the couch for this one.
Kevin
Sonic.
And so Kevin is demonstrating a little bit of his film knowledge here, which is actually like it's making me feel a little more confident in.
I'm kind of the human IMDb.
He's done his research.
Mm.
Okay, so you have Harry and Sarah on camera.
Yeah, there's a few people on camera.
Darius
is one of my best friends. Mm-hmm, he's gonna have a role in it, and my friend Christian has a role in it. Possibly, I haven't asked him yet, but hopefully he says yes because we're filming it a little bit of it at Forever Dog Studios. Brett Boehm, I want to see if he can. I have a little page for him, make a little cameo.
You said pending offer to producer Ben Hosley. He's got a pending offer.
He's got two texts in his phone right now, and praying he sees those.
Yeah, you should go through reps. He doesn't usually respond. Hot. Yeah,
you're going to want to go through
the
official channels.
The proper channels, exactly.
It just feels unprofessional.
It's protocol. Yeah.
And Kevin, you'll learn this, Kevin, but even when you're working with friends, when you're in the big time, you got to go through the proper channels. Of course, you could always just text and say, hey, are you free? Do you want to do me a favor? But it's so much better if it's a straight offer saying,
I think we
SAG
spoiled you a little
budget.
Bit, Kevin, because we've been letting you schedule the podcast by texting us directly. But you really
sometimes,
be
not all the time,
to our usually. Yeah. But we've never made it as big an issue as it should be, and I think maybe I take responsibility for some of your bad habits at this point.
This might be a good moment to change that, actually. This might be a moment to set the new protocol of if
you
want to schedule an episode.
Why do you call the UTA switchboard when you want to find out if I'm available for a Griffin Pro version, etc.?
Yeah, right.
Pizza, big-ass pizza, that's one of the things. I'm getting in a little bit of hot water because I have 25 pages and I'm only halfway done. And so people are like, that's a lot of script. I don't know if I want to do that.
25 pages of what? The more you describe this,
Griffin,
the less understanding I have over what it is.
25 pages of me pouring my heart out. Dang it. So 25 pages of that. It's mostly me, fortunately. And so I said, guys, for relax. What?
Fortunately for who?
for my fellow cast members, so they don't have to memorize 25 pages of script. So I said,
yeah, it sounds like they're going to love just watching you act.
Mm-hmm.
I said, guys, don't worry. This is mostly me. And I could tell they weren't happy, so I caved and said, what if we all go to Disneyland after we film? So I promised.
So part of the finishing
funds. Just a 2 a.m. trip to Disneyland. Belly full of whatever fucked up pizza you concoct. Watching you monologue into nothingness for half the day. What a fucking dream job for Sari and Hera.
So, big pizza, like 5 tickets to Disney, flash passes.
What do you think we can get to subscription-wise? Like what do you think is like a fair incentive for you?
For you.
For a certain number of
subscribers.
To stop
you from releasing this.
Yes.
Mm.
I would say one number,
mm-hmm.
five.
Five
new subscribers. They subscribe.
I was gonna say 500, but
500.
To be fair, Kevin, you said I'm gonna say one number. You said five, and then you stopped.
I didn't finish.
Talking.
Sorry, I think there was a Zoom delay on my end.
We're at 6255 right now. What if what if we made it to 6500?
A clean 65.
I love that.
6500 by when? When is this coming out?
This is probably gonna come out December 19th, so maybe New Year's Eve.
December 19th. That's
December 19th.
That time of year is popping for new content releases.
I've never done something like this before, and the advice I've been getting is, buddy, you're gonna be in the editing bay for a damn long time. So we're filming it December 1st. I figure I'd give myself 3 weeks to like 2.5 weeks to get in the lab, cut this shit together.
Okay.
So I got some bad news for you, buddy.
Oh, no.
Something else coming out that day?
Don't tell me that the finishing funds for the George Lucas Show documentary will be ready.
I believe Kevin has put himself directly up against the release of Avatar, The Way of Water.
Kevin.
Oh, no.
And that thing's going to be a fucking... buzzsaw, man.
Yeah. Get a calendar, dude.
And it thematically, comes out on a, probably
they're swimming
similar.
On the hurt whale.
Very similar.
It comes out on a Monday.
Big Jim does whatever the fuck he wants. He'll come
Beautiful
out when
Jim.
He wants to come out. Beautiful Bob, wow. Please don't mix it up.
Okay, well, maybe it could come out a different day.
I got a pitch for you guys. I got a little pitch quickly because, I mean, you guys were talking about, I mean, I feel like we've been dancing around a lot of similar topics here, right?
Pitch me, daddy.
Kevin's allocation of money, Patrick's allocation of money, this Kickstarter slush fund, all these sorts of things, and sort of the difference between your paid subscribers and your main feed freewheelers and all of this. And it sounds like, you know, your paid subscribers, it's not that they have more money, it's that they're more discerning with their money. It's sort of
it's,
you know, ethical
direct.
Responsible people paying to go green, you know, or eat vegan, which isn't going to save you money, but it's going to pay back in terms of lifespan, you know, and what you give
just
back to the
people,
world and all of this.
If I could do a quick metaphor for it,
please,
it's as if the paid subscribers, the people behind the paywall, are taking a post-coital shower.
Well, because you
so
don't
when
want
they
that...
go to urinate the following
exactly
morning.
Okay. Yes. No. We. Yeah. Yeah. Good. Okay. Yeah. No. Same. You don't want your dick spraying all over the place. But I think the thing to do here, and we,
you know.
Well, sure. I guess you do whatever makes you happy. If we can kill a couple birds.
For me.
We need to stop Kevin from releasing this thing, right? If we can stop him from making it in the first place, all the
We've been
better.
Working on this for so long.
You guys
this
need
is
more
all
subscribers.
Part of the negotiating process. Like he knows exactly what he's doing.
No,
we got to stop this from happening.
Me.
I saw an incredible new Patreon tier. I was scanning other pages on the Tron, and I saw a new incentive, a new tier that I thought was so smart, and I think you guys could institute this. And it would blow up huge for you. You'd get a lot of new subscribers paying a lot more money per. This is a podcast I saw recently added a $15,000 tier.
Mm-hmm.
And the reward is be a guest on the show. Now, what I think is smart about this is it's really going to improve the quality of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Some people might think this sounds like a craven, take advantage of our listeners, milk them for all they got while the getting's good kind of thing. But I think who is going to make for a better guest than the person who has $15,000 to waste on a podcast appearance? And so
if any of our
feeding...
guests had $15,000 to rub together.
Yeah.
The show, I mean, the ease with which they would guest on the show, you know, the comfort they would have would allow for the comedy to really be foregrounded in a way that it never is.
They'd probably be your funniest listeners, I'd imagine. And it's restorative. It feeds back into it. You're letting the funniest listeners pay the most money to make the show funnier, which in turn gets people loving the show more, paying more money, and stops Kevin's film from going up against Avatar at the box office.
I can see this working out. The tier is on your feed. The guest appears on your show. Bucket can stay. Pat's bucket can stay where, over there, where it is. He's sort of hovering over it still.
Yeah, guarding, squatting over it.
Money goes to Kevin.
Yes.
The file goes downloaded on a hard drive, deleted from Kevin's laptop. Hard drive goes into a toilet in jail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The jail.
It's a straight buyout we're looking at here, Kevin. We're looking at a straight buyout.
Let's drop it in the jail toilet.
We're gonna jail toilet your movie, Kevin.
Can I do one?
Heard of being in movie jail?
And this goes out. And this goes. We take the paywall off this, and we take the paywall off this.
Griffin. Paywall comes off this episode.
Yeah. Paywall Griffin, comes off this episode.
And this is paywall comes off. This is going away in 5, 4, 3. Two.
I'll do it.
Thank you. Great. Sounds good. Bye.
5 second countdown clock always works.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum podcast.